Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, Audible. This is James Glory in Huddersfield, West Yorkshire, in the north of England with this morning's glory. When was the last time that you slowed down and chilled out to reflect on the awesomeness of our God? When did you last slow yourself down to think about how amazing the creator of the heavens and the earth is? In this skeptical and very scientific world, it seems to me that we've lost our sort of childlike sense of wonder and awe. We fail to notice those little miracles that happen every day around us. Now, Jesus warned us, anyone who didn't receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. You see, he was telling us to call upon God with the absolute wonder, awe and amazement of a little child. He calls us to believe in him with the trusting nature of one. He wants to see the excitement in our face, like a child unwrapping a present every time we see his face. Hallelujah. What is it like to stand in wonder of God? It's recognizing his hand in every sunset, mountain, every new birth, every little blessing. You know, it's marveling at that tiny life, the little hand of a child, or a baby in a mother's womb, or reading a scripture for the millionth time and still looking and finding new things. Yes, audio boo, there's so many qualities about God and so many things he's done for us that just inspire awe in me. Now, when we think of God's omniscience, we often think, you know, and associate with his knowledge of the big picture. Yet he knows the very deepest corners of our heart. Consider that he made everything. He's so big, yet he knows the little things in our hearts. Our Creator knows us inside out, better than we know ourselves. He knows our hidden motivations. He knows what we're going to say, even before we say it. From Psalm 139, it says, "Oh Lord, you have searched me, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise, and you perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my goings out and my lyings down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before I form a word on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord." Hallelujah. King David also said, "Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I rise on the wings of dawn, or if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast." Hallelujah. Isn't that amazing? We cannot go anywhere where God is not already there. Emotionally, physically, mentally, spiritually, even in the darkest days, be assured that God is right there in the midst of your situations with you. Yes, God is omnipotent, able to make and create life itself. Yes, hallelujah. You see, have you lost your wonder and awe of God today, audio boo? Do you take these wonderful little intricacies of his creating for granted? Are you blasé about them? Do you gloss over his words when you're reading the Bible? Audio boo, stop today and praise God for his amazing nature. Hallelujah. Thank him for caring through you, through his knowledge, his power, his presence, his wisdom and his judgment and his love. Hallelujah. Why don't you today worship the creator instead of the created? Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable his judgments and his paths beyond tracing out. Romans 11. Hallelujah. This is James Glory. Absolutely taken aback by the wonder and majesty of our amazing, awesome God today. God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen.